For those who are listening who might not have any idea what NaNoWriMo is, give me the 2-minute version of what this insane event is that people do every November.
Yeah, well, basically, it is a creative writing challenge that's kind of based on the ridiculous idea that everybody in the world should spend November writing a 50,000-word novel from scratch. And it's kind of an anti-contest where, we don't really have any judges. Nobody actually reads the manuscripts that are written. It's all on the honor system. And our prizes are a mediocre array of PDFs of winner certificates that you have to download and write your own name on with a pen. You get some web badges. And ultimately, the prize is kind of the manuscript itself and sort of the opportunity to sort of spend a month kind of running amok in your imagination.
So 50,000 words, that's 1666 and two-thirds, I guess, per day, if you want to cut it off in the middle of a word. Typically, how does the month... If I'm a typical NaNoWriMo participant who actually goes through the whole month and makes it to 50,000 words, how does that month progress typically?
It tends to go in pretty set stages. So there's phase one, which is kind of tends to correspond with the first week or so, when you kind of think you're the most badass novelist who ever lived, and that you probably should have been writing novels your whole life, and that this is really going to, this is probably a Pulitzer-worthy manuscript. And then week two hits, and that's when the novelty kind of wears off and you have to actually come up with a plot, something to do with these characters that you created. And that tends to be when you start beating your head against the keyboard and crying under your desk. If you continue through that phase, you get into sort of the week three. Basically, the pit of despair tends to correspond with the 20,000s. So you want to get into and out of the 20,000s as quickly as you can. And once you get into 30,000 words, the playing field sort of tips a little bit, and you kind of get a second wind. And then once you hit 35,000, that's sort of the you can kind of smell it on the breeze that there's victory in the offing. And those last 15,000 words tend to be a pretty giddy sprint towards the finish line.
I know that there are a variety of, social writing opportunities that a lot of people partake of, sort of group write-offs and things of that sort. Not write-offs in the tax sense, but do you have any idea what percentage of the people who participate do it in some sort of social fashion versus the people who just kind of hole up in their apartment and type on their laptop every night?
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of our participants, and that's in some ways is kind of part of our the point of it all is we have local chapters in really every city and college town in the U.S. and Canada, and then really a lot of places abroad as well, in the U.K. and Australia, and then across Europe. And, our goal really is to kind of move novel writing out of this idea of kind of a pursuit of cloistered misery and into one where you kind of show up at the coffee shop with your laptop or legal pad, and there's a group of other national novel writing participants there, and everybody just kind of works together. At the local write-ins here in the Berkeley, California area, we tend to write for 40 minutes, and then we kind of complain for 20 minutes and eat muffins or whatever, and then kind of go back to the writing. And it is actually a phenomenally productive approach to novel writing. You'd think that it would be really distracting and that you really wouldn't get much done, but I think just the sight, being surrounded by other people who are kind of, feverishly working on their novels, it tends to kind of give you focus in a way that, when you're sitting at home kind of looking out the window and then petting the cat and then getting up to get some baby carrots from the fridge or something, you just don't quite have that same focus and momentum that you get as part of a group.
Sounds like a metaphor for the newsroom experience for those coming from a newspaper background.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you about that. I imagine that some number of the people who participate are journalists who are interested in sort of getting outside of the style of writing that they might have, say, at their newspaper. Do you think there's anything particular about how the experience goes for someone who does write for a living but isn't allowed the sort of freedom that comes with the style of writing you do in NaNoWriMo?
Well, I think there are definitely there are benefits and challenges to being a professional journalist that comes to NaNoWriMo. I think the benefits are that you're used to writing on deadlines. You understand that deadlines can kind of create miracles there, where an impossible story somehow becomes doable when the deadline becomes tight enough. So I think having that familiarity and knowing that you can produce in a very short amount of time, I think it's helpful. I think the hard part for a lot of journalists is that they're used to writing shorter. You know, 50,000 words is much, much longer than most stories that they've filed. And I think that when you're writing shorter pieces, you tend to use the edit-as-you-go approach, you know, where you'll kind of write a couple paragraphs and look back and say, okay, does that make sense? Is the flow right? Is this, you know, how could this sentence be prettier? And when you're a novel, it's such a complicated, rambly, hard to get a handle on beast that you really kind of need to turn off that part of your brain that says, you know, is that sentence right? And instead just kind of go with it and follow tangents and kind of explore unlikely ideas. And that's sort of the path to a novel first draft that you can then go back and revise once you kind of have that whole, you know, sort of flawed arc. You can go in and kind of make improvements then. But I think the problem is, for a journalist, if you do use that same approach where as soon as you write a crappy sentence, you start to fix it, you really are going to have about 10 sentences at the end of the month. You kind of need to just start and keep going.
I know exactly what you mean, since I tried this a couple years ago, and I got to about 6,000 words, and I was too busy editing everything that I'd written to ever get to the 7,000th word.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's really hard, and I think the people who do tend to have the hardest time with it are people who are professional editors, but writers do as well. This idea of, okay, I will not edit until December. Like that, it is just painful to leave those ugly sentences on the page, and to know that you just wrote, you know, 2 days worth of nonsense that has absolutely nothing to do with your story, and there's no way you're going to be able to work it in. You want to delete that, and really the key is to just let it sit there and keep going. You know, this is kind of a creative experiment in building without tearing down. It's kind of just an output endeavor, and I think that what tends to surprise people is once they get used to that idea and they get comfortable with it, they actually start writing some pretty great things. I mean, all novel first drafts are going to be a mix of pure brilliance and pure crap. I mean, you just, no matter how talented you are, how experienced you are, you're just not going to get it right on the first go around. And I think that embracing that right off the bat ends up kind of doing wonders for both your mental health and for your productivity as a novelist.
It sounds a lot like the Anne Lamott advice of giving yourself permission to write the crappy first draft to get into the writing.
I mean, NaNoWriMo is in some ways is just that chapter from Bird by Bird written large across a month in the autumn. Yeah, that's so true.
From journalists who have done the process and made it through and gotten to 50,000 words, have you seen any who have told you or that you've heard about who really felt transformed by the process, where at the end they were a different kind of writer than they were on Halloween?
Well, I think I have talked to a lot of journalists, and I'm a freelance writer as well. Though as the National Novel Writing Month enterprise has grown, I've actually kind of moved over to full-time nonprofit management. And, you know, the kind of common thread that I have heard from journalists has just been that they fear no word count at that point. You know, once you've knocked out 50,000, you know, pretty much, you know, unremarkable but also unhorrible words of prose, when you get an assignment from an editor to, you know, kick out a 5,000-word story over the course of a week, it's just not as scary. And I think also it's an absolutely exciting chance. As a journalist, when you are doing interviews, you are so often in that position where your interview subject starts to say something that's just so profound and brilliant and exactly what you need to hear, and then they kind of taper off and sort of veer into some non sequitur, and you just think, no, you were so close, I need that quote. And when you're writing a novel, every quote is a perfect quote. And I think that for that reason, National Novel Writing Month does tend to be a kind of exciting playground for journalists, because the quotes are all perfect. But I think that, you know, in a bigger picture, as a journalist, you know, you are so focused, and you really, there are so many rules, and also just, you know, you are basically there as a vehicle for the story. And when you're writing a novel in a month, like, you get to take center stage. And I think that that's kind of it brings a nice balance to a life that is oftentimes focused on telling other people's stories, to be able to at least spend 30 days telling one of your own.
Yeah. Okay. Well, terrific. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome. It's a real honor.